A good Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Re'eh, Erev Rosh Chodesh, El Tav Shenayin Tes. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha extensively about the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Torah tells us in Perek Tesvah, Pasuk Yud, Nosein Titein Lo, a person has a mitzvah to give to somebody who is poor, V'lo Yira Levavcha B'Sidcha Lo, and your heart shall not harden, your heart shall not feel bad when you do give tzedakah. Ki B'Glal Adav Razei, Yivarchacha Hashem Lekecha B'Chol Masi Adecha, because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you bracha. The next pasuk, Yud Aleph, says, Ki lo yechdal evi mikarev aretz, there shall not be a poor person. Al kein anichim etzav chalemer paseich tiftach es yodcha l'achicha l'anyecha l'yoyencha b'aretzecha. That a person has a mitzvah to open up his heart, to open up his hands, and to give to his brother. I saw something very interesting from Rav Melech Biederman, and he gives a beautiful mashal. It says that a person has a mitzvah to give tzedakah when he gets the money from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's in a situation, a person has the opportunity to give tzedakah. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the money is because he's only an apotropos. He's only there to watch the money. He's only there to do what Hashem wants you to do with it. And the mashal that he gives is that when a waiter comes and he brings food to a table, and he puts down a whole tray of chicken or meat or whatever it is he puts down, of course we understand that even though he puts it down in front of one person, but it's meant to be shared with everybody. So too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts down a shefa, a bracha, a parnasa, and money to someone, that person has the holy responsibility to view it as if it belongs to Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making him an apotropos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making him a guardian, a power of attorney to give it out to people who need it. I saw something very interesting that I want to share. We find that there's no mitzvah to make a bracha before tzedakah. In fact, there is no bracha that a person makes before giving tzedakah. And the question is, why is it that there is no mitzvah to give tzedakah with a bracha? So many mefarshim explain, Rishonim tell us, that it's the same idea when marrying a wife. We know that there's a mitzvah to give a ring or something which is worth money, shava kesef, when a man is marrying a woman. And there also we find that there's no bracha to make for kedushin. Yes, the mesarek kedushin makes a bracha, ayde chupa v'kedushin, but before the chasam gives the ring, he does not make a bracha of the mitzvah of kedushin. And the Mefarshim explained, because we are not sure that the woman will accept the ring. We assume that she'll take the ring. We hope she'll take the ring. 99% of the time she will take the ring. But since the result is not in the hands of the one who's giving, but in the one who is accepting, so therefore, we do not make a bracha, because otherwise it may be a bracha levatala. It might be a bracha in vain. The same thing we find with tzedakah, that we're afraid that maybe the ani is not going to accept the money for whatever reason. So if a person makes a bracha and the ani does not accept the money, so the mitzvah was not done, it's a bracha levatala. And as we explained, since the accepting of the money is in somebody else's hands, one may not make a bracha on something that he does not have control over. An interesting answer, a second answer that may be given, is the following. When a person makes a bracha before he does a mitzvah, before he washes his hands at Tilas Adayim, before he shakes the lulav, before he puts on his tefillin, he has a mitzvah of kavana. He has a mitzvah that he has to prepare himself for the mitzvah. He has to prepare himself before making the bracha, so that when he makes the bracha and he fulfills the mitzvah, that's done with the utmost kavana. Here, we are afraid that if a person is going to make a bracha before he gives tzedakah, so now it's giving him time to think. It's giving him extra time to make a preparation that may be something which is not beneficial, even more so detrimental to the one who has to get the money. So therefore, the Torah did not institute a bracha of tzedakah before giving it to a poor person, because we don't want a person to start making too many cheshbonos and too many things going on in his head. Take the money, give the tzedakah. Of course, the person has to give it to the right cause and make sure that the person that he's giving to is a proper cause and it is truthful about what he's collecting for. But the Torah did not want us to delay or hesitate even a moment to giving tzedakah for somebody who actually needs it. And therefore, as El is approaching, we know, we say in the tefillah, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avir, nesareh, ha'gzeira, an integral part of our process of tshuva is the giving of tzedakah. Let's reach in within deep within ourselves and give as much as we can and even more to those who desperately need it. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.